The Saskatoon Blades earned a point Sunday at Sasktel Center in a 4-3 overtime loss to the Prince Albert Raiders. Blades alternate captain Tyler Parr tied the game 3-3 with under 6 minutes remaining in regulation. The LaSalle, MB product snapped a 6-game goal drought and finished the night with 2 assists. In 43 games this season, Parr leads the team in points with 44, 17G, 27A. Fellow alternate captain Rowan Calvert was named the second star in the game with a pair of power play goals. The 19-year-old winger leads the team with 18 goals and 14 power play goals. Calvert's 18 goals and 20 assists in 41 games are career highs. The Blades are now 2 points behind the Raiders for first place in the East Division, with 52 points and a 2-3-1-6-3-3 record. Unlike Friday's game against Prince Albert at the Arthouse Center, which featured 7 goals in the opening 20 minutes, neither side found the back of the net in the first period at Sasktel Center. Calvert made it 1-0 Saskatoon 6:36 into the middle frame with his 17th goal of the season. The 5'11 forward buried his rebound after fellow alternate captain Tyler Parr fed him a pass into the lip of Raider goalie Max Hildebrand's crease. Raiders captain Justice Christensen tied the game 2:24 later with his 14th goal of the year. The 19-year-old blue liner has 30 points in 44 games this season. The game sat 1-1 after 40 minutes of play. Calvert's second goal of the night came 3:27 into the third to make it 2-1 Saskatoon. The left-handed shot has 3 goals and an assist in his last 5 games. The Raiders responded with a pair of goals within 2 minutes to take a 3-2 lead. First came courtesy of Prince Albert's leading scorer Tomas Mrsic, 9:41 into the frame, followed by rookie forward Riley Boychuk's 9th goal of the season at 11:45. Parr tied the game less than 3 minutes later to force overtime on home ice. Christensen potted his second of the evening 3:31 into the extra period to give the Raiders a 4-3 win. What's next? The Blades welcome the Wenatchee Wild on Friday for the season's lone meeting. The first 1,000 fans in the building received a bobblehead of the longtime voice of the Blades, Les Lazurek. Puck drop is 7 p.m.